Hello. Thank you for being with us here in the New Life Educational Series with Rev. Dr. Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. Together with you, we want to learn how to take our life to a good place. New life means a better life, that we'll get up in the morning happy, that we're alive, that the people around us will treat us well, that we'll treat them well, and we'll live in a place that's fun to be, like kids that get up in the morning happy to be alive. We also want to be like that, like kids, our entire lives. For that, we have to know how to reach happiness. It's all slipping between our fingers, and to do it in a wise process to see how we can reach happiness in our lives. In each of these series with Rav Lightman about happiness, we're taking one of the factors that research indicates that helps a person be happier or less happy, and we're trying to get into it in depth. And our subject together is setting limits. Tal, please open the discussion. We saw it in research and in literature and also the previous shows. We spoke about it a few times about borders. That's something that's important for our happiness. In an intuitive manner, we don't think that a border is a good thing. We want to be free without borders. But it turns out that a border is something very basic for life, and we see it at many levels. It starts with the cells in our bodies. That's a cell to do its function in the body. It has to have a certain border from which it receives material, gives material. We know that inside the cell, there's the energy from the breaths that we take. The thing that's around the cell is very important for life itself. And it continues with our skin that separates us from the environment. They're saying that our entire skin is a limb in itself, and a limb that gives us signals where our body ends and something outside of me begins. There's even one researcher that says that if I didn't have the neurons and the skin, I wouldn't even feel that there's some separation between me and what's outside of me, and I'd feel everything happening outside of me as if it's my own. So there's really clear borders in our lives at all levels that are really important for life as we know it. And after our skin, there's our personal space, our energetic space. And if somebody comes into my personal space, some people like to speak really close. It makes me feel uncomfortable, and I have to ask them to take a step backwards so I can breathe. There's also the space or the opposite. You order to be close. It's interesting why sometimes it's like this and sometimes it's like that. And we also have emotional borders and thought borders, especially in our era when we're always in virtual networks. We're always being flooded with desires and thoughts of others. And we don't always know where to put the line and know when to. Now I'm absorbing other people's emotions that aren't mine, and it can make me tired. It can make me confused. Sometimes a person that doesn't have good, healthy limitations, borders, he doesn't know how to stay healthy. He doesn't know how to say no. It doesn't have to be something material. It's not geometry or geography that we can measure with meters. It actually depends on emotion. It depends on your mood, possibly. It depends on the relations between people, etc. Meaning it's an emotional thing. I see there's a lot of aspects to it. And in general, you see it in everything. With kids, we see it's very important to give them borders. A person that doesn't have borders between his life and his work life, he has no control and he's not happy. It's very important to understand this in depth and to understand why borders are something so important, because without borders, we can't feel who we are. I'm someone who's taking up place. I'm a solid thing. I live inside a space. Apart from me, and how there's all other things, how they relate to me. They're opposite to me, friendly to me. And I always have to see how I get along with them, how I organize myself toward them, what position I'm in. There's people I want to bring close to myself according to my mood, and other things. According to my inner calculation, there's some things I want to distance from myself. Sometimes I want to bring this close and that far, and it can be the opposite. It can be toward inanimate, animate, vegetative, and toward people. But without me always finding myself in some kind of time, space, time is boundaries, movement is boundaries, place is a border. Without that, I don't feel my reality. If I had these differentiations, I wouldn't grasp, if I didn't have them, I wouldn't grasp myself, because I grasp myself that I'm solid and I'm alive in some certain place. Toward the place I measure myself, meaning boundaries, it's a necessary thing. When we go to learn something, to measure something, it can be measurements at the intellectual level, the psychiatric level, geography, borders in time, boundaries in time. It's all about attaining a boundary. How much I'm more, less, closer, further away, this is what I measure in energy, in everything. Therefore, we're living in boundaries. God forbid we should lose the boundaries. Not like kids that break out and that a person doesn't have a feeling of boundaries. He can't even live in society. So first of all, I need to measure myself properly. That's the first problem. That's what I have to be taught. This is allowed, this is not allowed, this is worth it, not worth it. Get away from that, get closer to that. Be that person's friend and don't be that person's friend. We're always teaching the child boundaries. That we explain something to him. We explain all kinds of phenomena, why those things happen, to distance the boundaries or get us closer, even working with machines, planes, cars, everything. Games, it's about achieving a boundary. I can nudge someone, I can jump. In anything, what's interesting for us is expanding or the opposite, or minimizing the boundaries. In this, we always feel more or less. It has to do with security. It has to do with the mutual connection, our connections, all our feelings. To make a long story short, we're always playing with boundaries. Knowledge, what am I enjoying? That I'm expanding my boundaries, that I'm attaining more, that I understand more. It's not a boundary for me. I went further in understanding and attainment. And I got far from that, thank God. Thank God, there I got some profit. I got closer, I've profit. The same thing is with richness. That's also attaining boundaries. It's my ability, my persistence, my security. In other words, we don't have more than this, because altogether we're a general will to receive, which is all of humanity, and it's divided into desires, inanimate, vegetative, animate, human. And our material is divided the same way to solid, fluid, etc. The air, plasma. We're in an era of information. It's very, very clear. boundaries. The speeds that we hear, everything is different sounds. This whole spectrum that we see, our eyes, and infra, it's all boundaries. I live in the boundaries all the time. And the main thing for me is that in these boundaries, I'll feel comfortable. At the end of the day, my whole life is how I get along in bringing this closer and bringing that farther in the most optimal manner. What's comfort? Every border that's inside all the borders, hearing, seeing, my health, the way I relate to people, everything, pressures, heat, coldness, it's all organized in the most convenient way. All my work at the end of the day is each and every moment to balance the borders toward me in the most optimal manner. Not to break out of them. What does it mean, optimal? That I don't feel them, that they're not far and they're not too close, but rather in such a way that I feel comfortable, meaning I feel them and I feel that they're precisely according to my inner feeling, my inner vessels. This is how my external vessels are arranged. That's not really clear. Inside, I'm holding on to some model of reality every moment. And I want, according to this model, for reality will be revealed toward me. You mean my expectations and everything? Yes. And this is what I'm always trying to do in my subconscious, my conscious. At the end of the day, if we get into it in depth, we understand that all these things, there's a desire to receive, a desire to receive pleasure, and then I arrange my desires in such a way that he'll feel convenient in the big world that I'm in. Again, slowly. What am I arranging? I'm arranging that my desire to receive, what? Pleasure and that a person has. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter for what, for who. The basic aspiration to enjoy life. Yes. It's like air. I don't know how to explain it. It's something that's at the foundation. It's the foundation of material, even before material. It's the main power that creates material. That's called the will to receive. Enjoyment and pleasure. So all the material is created in such a way that it wants to enjoy. It wants to hold itself in a very solid way, or it grows, or it's alive, or it's speaking. The material develops itself each time to the best possible form it can attain, meaning it always shapes itself properly toward the external borders, the external boundaries that it feels. That's my basic aspiration always, that everything is one. Yes. And this material inside me is changing all the time, this desire to receive, this desire to feel delight, and in accordance with that, I change, and I change my environment, that it will be more convenient for these inner changes that I have. Let me translate you to a language that I understand. You're saying each time desires and aspirations are changing inside me. One time I want to enjoy running, I want to enjoy this, that. If we take an x-ray inside of me and take a frame, we're going to see in one moment I'm going to want to enjoy a bunch of things. Let's say we do a freeze, and then there's the world around me. And then you said I have to, this is what I didn't understand. You said, I'm holding inside this model of what I want to happen that will be how the world should look at a certain moment, at each and every moment. And according to that, I try to change my environment. And this is how people, monkeys came off the trees and became people. and change their society and technology and everything. Because our desire to receive is always changing, growing, and the sense it grew in us more and more, in quality and quantity, we would change our environment. And if you speak to me as an individual person in a personal moment in my life, let's say right this second, is that model also right? So what's happening right now? If I understand, you feel something uncomfortable in the current state. Some boundaries are pressuring you. Debts, your relationship with your wife, with your kids, with your friends, with all kinds of things. And you want to arrange these boundaries so they don't pressure you. So you're worried, problems, thoughts, you don't know what to do. Sometimes you aren't capable of arranging these boundaries that don't depend on you. We'll learn how to do it, so they will be dependent only on you if you want. So you go to a psychologist, you work on your inner calmness, you take pills to calm down. You take pills to calm you down, etc., etc. Why? So it won't pressure you, the boundaries. In all kinds of manners. Meaning all our work at every moment in our lives is to feel convenient, comfortable. So either I change my boundaries or I change myself so that I won't feel the boundaries, one or the other. But I don't want to have inner pressure. Either I don't want from outside to pressure me or from inside. So it appears that our environment forces me to do all kinds of things, and then I have to accommodate myself, I have to suit myself to it, I go to school, etc. But that's not the problem. The reason that everything changes is the desire to receive pleasure and enjoyment, our desire. And it's always changing. Therefore, we're always needing to make new boundaries. And we're doing that. And the more that we can, so the more that our society develops to make things simpler for us and to feel convenient in the boundaries that I'm not capable of changing every moment. So the media, the TV, there's all kinds of things we agree on. And they say it's okay that you're living like that in an apartment on the 19th floor and other people around you, and not that you live on some ranch somewhere in some open place on the ocean or something. I want to always be in balance with the environment. In balance of inner pressures and outer pressures will be in balance with air, noise pressure, doesn't matter what, psychological pressures. The main thing is to be calm. And here I find a few things. Either I find walls or I get further away from the sources that are bothering me, or inside, or I take my standards down for my sensitivity so I won't feel, so I won't hear. But at the end of the day, either through external or internal means, I have to reach balance with the environment. What does it mean, a crisis? That I won't be able to. That I can't balance myself with the environment. That we reach a situation, not just that we have to to not just that we can't develop, but also external pressures, financial problems from the family, society, ecology, climate, etc. They're to such an extent that I won't be able to arrange them. The more that I run away from them, so I won't get married, brings problems. Those borders are pressuring me, so I won't have kids. They're pressuring me. I cancel each and everything, so I don't go to work. I get some scholarship. It's enough for me to get some money from somewhere. At the end of the day, that also doesn't help. And then I reach a problem. How do I balance myself out with any environment that I have? I'm willing to reach compromises in everything. And I can't do anything. That's what a crisis is. How will I feel comfortable? Or I'd rather die, really. It's like a person, they'll put him in some little box, they closed him off there, and they threw him out to the sea. And then I'm in a desperate situation, I'm pressured. People go crazy from things like that, even describing them is difficult. In darkness, the main thing is the silence. Meaning there's no disturbances, and I'm just bothering the boundaries, and I'm in a very simple place. There's nothing pressuring me. It's the worst possible thing. We also see the same things with psychological boundaries, even worse. The crisis means that we can't balance ourselves with the external world. This is the situation we're approaching. It sounds scary. It sounds scary. It's very scary. And here we have to be equipped in advance. What do we mean? We know. I know lots of people that are in this situation all the time at a higher volume, a lower volume. I thought about kids today, that they're getting Ritalin and everything to minimize them. Who lives today without like cigarettes, joints or something? They're rolling something. Marijuana, anyone can go buy it today, get a prescription. There's something that wants to break out, and we always have to. We know phenomena like that, that there's no way to balance them externally, but we look how to do it internally. Therefore, we allow a little bit of drugs, drugs to calm us down, etc. Because we actually don't know how to deal with those things. And we need to understand it's a big problem. We see what's happening in the world, what's breaking out. Big organizations get up of fundamentalists that they don't care about anything. They're killing people, and suddenly in America and Scandinavia, people can't stand pressure and lack of boundaries. I thought that's what a lot of people feel today, that we are living in a world with endless possibilities. There's no limits to what I can attain. The internet opens everything opens up everything. And I started understanding that it's not an escape, that it's not helping us. People are starting to feel that all these things, they're not capable, they can't fill them, and bring them a convenient feeling in life. The fact that a person wants to put him into his, be stuck on his mobile phone all day and feel like a child with his pacifier, like with his doll all day, like a child. I see them like that every day. Because they want to be in there the whole day and not get out of there. The entire world can disappear and just be in this box, in this this phone. This gives me security. There's always something for me to deal with. I hold myself in this boundary. I feel convenient there. I get rid of all kinds of things disturbing me. I build this field where I feel good. It's my home. And I don't want anything else apart from that. He's just in his little nest. So it's convenient for me that I have defined boundaries and I have everything I need. Yes, that's where we came from, the safest place, from our mother's womb. How a child runs to his mother and it's like he wants to get back inside. It stays till the end of life. It's our nature. And here we really have big problems in balancing the boundaries. I hope we'll learn more to be in balance with nature. That's actually the problem that we have to solve if we want to be happy. So if we're talking about happiness and boundaries, happiness is to always feel myself convenient in my inner and in external boundaries. Again, what's happiness? Happiness means attaining convenience, attaining balance in my inner and external boundaries. And if that's how it is, when will I feel? When the entire world wants to serve me, and I want to serve the whole world. That's called balance, mutuality, like in the body. If in this manner I'll feel myself with the environment, with the entire universe, everything, if I feel happy in a simple manner, it's like being in the womb. Imagine this entire universe, and I come like I'm inside the womb. It sounds very big. Doesn't matter. This way we relate to it, this attitude, like the mother with her baby inside, I'm always in balance. It feels like there's no boundaries there. There it comes from, like nature, where they arrange our life inside the water and the blood stream, and we need to reach a situation where we'll really have the same thing, that we'll feel that we're in chasadim, inside this universe, and everyone is in mutuality with nature. Sounds great. That's what happiness is. So on the way there, in one of the previous shows, we spoke about health. If a person has a sickness in his body, he has ability to be happier. You said that we can even do education like that that will allow us to limit ourselves so that there'll be a smaller gap between what we have and what we don't have. So I wanted to verify, when can we create some boundary for ourselves or learn how to make a boundary to be more in balance and be happier? You said that sometimes one person can be happier than a person that isn't uncomfortable. It allows him to be more free. He's not running after all kinds of goals. He's happy with what he has here and now. His life has more quality. Sometimes if we have a boundary, it directs us to another place, to a more internal place, to find our true happiness, something that's not something that's outside of us. When does a boundary serve us? Sometimes I don't like the boundary that life puts on me. There's a sickness or something. Like if there's a crisis, there the boundary that's been forced on me, I can find an opportunity. It depends how I relate to life. If I relate to life that there's a goal, there's a plan, and I need to learn the nature and understand setting boundaries, and I'm always an internal and external change, is my mood, my health, my feeling, my external world also changes in accordance with that. Then I understand that in all these things there's like a language that like nature is speaking to me, and it doesn't matter that it comes through an animate, vegetative, animate, the person, that climates are pressuring me, or let's say something, there's something growing or blooming or living, flies, bugs, or people, it doesn't matter. The main thing is that I'll see in that the process, the program that's always working on me. And in accordance with this general program that's influencing my emotions, my heart and brain, and in accordance with that, I have to bring myself into balance. I need to bring myself to balance in a manner that I learn this program. I need to know why, and I don't just want to feel myself in the most comfortable place. I want to understand what is wanted of me, all these forces that are operating on me, or the general force of nature, which in geometry it's a God. Doesn't matter, something big that has a plan and a purpose and a goal and a reason, in which we go through like a big stream. What does it want from me? If I direct myself to learn the inner program, then I'm already relating to it differently, to myself and to everything around me. I'm already looking at it in a creative way, like this creator that's shaping me and the conditions around me, that's always shaping boundaries. And then I ask why. What's the difference in these differences? Why am I created like this? For what goal am I always measuring and checking myself? And at the end of the day, how do I reach balance? If it's a play, if it's a situation, the most convenient situation, that I achieve the maximum comfort, how can I reach balance? So for that, I need to know his thoughts, the thoughts of creation. Whose thoughts? Of nature. How will I know the thoughts of nature? Because I want to learn, like I'm recommended, or you'll be blessed from your deeds, just like research. That I do some research. This cup, how quickly is it falling? And the cup falls, etc. According to this, I measure and I bring some law, the law of gravity, etc. So the same thing here. I need to learn from all our acts, and in return, I need to learn what's happening with us, with attaining boundaries. Maybe I need to go out of these boundaries to a different dimension of life, like we're discovering today. You gave me an example of things that are pressuring things, your wife, debts in bank, neighbors, your kids, colleagues. These are things pressuring me today. That life is like talking to me. You're saying, pay attention. Each thing is a language. The life is speaking to you. Nothing happens for nothing. They want something out of you. Like they say, learn from everything. Everything is a lesson. Now, I understand they're saying that, but no, it's practical. So what do I need to understand? Let's say I'll tell you something from life, not something imaginary. I moved from one place to another. I came to a building. I tried to be nice to all the people around me. It turned out that there's people below me. I don't know if they're mentally sane, but they're like making me really crazy. I tried to be nice to them, but nothing's helping me. But the pressure is there. They're limiting me. They're pressuring me all the time. And now I'm in pressure, right? Now I need to learn. Explain to me what I need to do with this. I imagine what you're telling me, something I can implement. And I wish it was just one, because I also have the other things that you said. I have things from my wife and kids, also what's happening to them in their systems, the kids in school. That's also on my head at work. From morning till nighttime, there's surprises, things they need from me. And I need to be comfortable in all this and aspiring to be comfortable. Now, when you started talking about the solution, you said there's two options. Either I'm changing my boundaries or I'm changing myself that I won't feel pressured. I don't care, either A or B, but teach me something to do. I described some picture. I don't think it's weird. Everyone has their own scenario with all kinds of variations, things pressuring them. So the first option is to change my boundaries. The second boundary is not to feel pressured. So the first thing, I would pray that my neighbor would move to another building. Every morning, every evening, I would pray, I wish he moves to another building. That's an experiment to change the boundaries. Or the second boundary is to change myself so I won't feel pressured if he doesn't move. How from that do I begin to advance, either with A or B or from something, from this point of pressure? That there's so many things pressuring me. What do you want? Precisely about this example. I gave you many kinds of pressures. We came out of what we spoke of. We spoke in a general manner. I understand life only in a private way, to tell you the truth. I'll give you advice and I don't know if it's the correct way to go and limit yourself to something so short. What has to do with setting inner boundaries? We're beginning to feel that this nuisance, it's something very important, and it benefits. So I'm happy with this nuisance, and it becomes from a nuisance that's something pleasant to such an extent that I'm happy about all the disturbances that come to me, because then they don't appear as disturbances. Let's say there's some people building you a castle. And in the meantime, you're living there on your fourth floor there, like on the penthouse, and you're waiting for them to change, finish your castle. So all these disturbances don't really appear as disturbances, because it's for you. You're happy that they're advancing. The disturbances are the same disturbances, but they're already felt as desirable and good. Suddenly they stop banging downstairs, and you feel uncomfortable. Why? What's happening down there? You begin to be worried. from the silence and not from the noise. Correct or not correct? Yes, they start building my castle. I'm being delayed in entering my castle. Why did they stop working? Yes. The problem isn't precisely the disturbance, but the problem is the profit, the benefit. If the profit is more than the nuisance, then it becomes something pleasant. It's really like music. Sounds like music. Someone's working like this. He's breaking that cement that he'll build the kingdom on. He'll stand there on this foundation, and my 10x10 bed will be on there, on that platform. So what does that mean? It means that everything depends on how you relate to it. Is it profit for you or not? It depends what neighbor. Maybe it's my son. Maybe it's my grandchildren there playing down there. They're running, playing, but there's nothing dangerous about them. So I'm happy. I'm happy that they're there. So they have a football field in there, tennis, doesn't matter what. They're playing drums. My son has drums. So how are you? First of all, you don't buy it without things to silencers. You put something on that takes half the sound down. And second of all, when I come home, they minimize the noise, the time on the drums. And how do the neighbors feel? The truth is, I never asked them. We try to do it not at late at night and stuff, but the example is clear. It all depends on what the issue is and not the issue itself. It all depends on my attitude to the issue. That's why I gave the example of the operation. A person takes a knife, opens my stomach, and they've not only opened my lungs and my legs and a few places, and I need to pay him. So the fact that he's doing these horrible things to me, you're coming back to me tomorrow. So he comes back and he says, look, I did a great operation. What do you mean a good operation? And I say, thank you very much. Thank you for opening my stomach. And why? Because it's my attitude to this thing that happened, and not the thing itself. So what allows me to change my attitude? How can I change my attitude? It depends how much you love him. It's possible. But we see it all depends on that. The more that I'm loving to him, it'll be more convenient. Not just convenient. You'll feel happy that he's making noise. If we're already talking about relationships with neighbors, etc. So here the fact of setting boundaries becomes very interesting. The problem with keeping boundaries in relationships, we see it goes two ways. Either people have no boundaries and then they lose themselves in a relationship. They don't know what their desire is. They don't feel that they have a voice in the relationship. They're dependent on the other person. And sometimes the boundaries are too tight. They put up walls. It's not healthy boundaries. Of me, it's really a wall that's separating us, so I don't have to deal with things. It's too opposite. Neither of them are in balance, and we see that it happens a lot in relationships. And there's a lot of prices to that. The question is, first of all, people that don't know how to place boundaries. The main thing is, why does it happen? We know it's fear of rejection. We're afraid to say no. We're afraid we're going to get into conflict with the other person. We were also not taught to maintain values. We need to be a person, not just in our relationships, in general with our environments. We can't say no. We're always afraid that people won't be happy with us. We're always making an effort. How can a person set healthy boundaries that will allow him to be who he is and not to be afraid all the time? Only through integral education. What will happen when he goes through the integral education that will help him set boundaries? We'll need to take sooner or later all those citizens. We need to do workshops with them. They need to get to know each other. That doesn't happen in the buildings. It doesn't have to be at the building. It can be at work. They feel pressure from others. So they need to reach a situation where they get to know each other and get to know each other well. And they need to feel that there's a connection. Yeah, that it brings them a benefit, good feeling, that it's worth it for them to maintain this benefit. They need to feel themselves closer than natural. And we need to reach that through all kinds of acts, picnics, singing, do things for kids, make them groups, workshops, games, etc. Meaning something that connects between families. I used to live in a building like that, where we used to meet once a week in some special apartment, where they used to invite people over, and we used to sit and talk. It was actually really nice. How will it help me to set my boundaries? I always want to satisfy other people. It's hard for me to say no. Even if I'm really tired and somebody asks me to do something else, it's hard for me to say no. I don't know how to say no. How will it help me? Even with this difficulty, it'll help you. It'll help you have a good attitude. This attitude, it'll help you emotionally. And is there a way for a person to protect themselves from getting close to others? You're not allowed. That's what all the good is dependent on. If we're talking about boundaries and security, boundaries and happiness, boundaries and health and joy, then we mustn't give up some opportunity to attain a boundary, a good boundary. I don't understand. In getting close to people, in breaking the boundaries, you can put it like that. I didn't understand. If there's an opportunity for people to get close, we have to use this without any excuses. Who? What do you mean who? You mean? It doesn't matter who. You mean the individual. If he's invited to make a relationship closer, yes, because in that you're building yourself a safe, happy life, joyful, everything. Through the fact that you're canceling boundaries, this is how you reach happiness. It's simply, let's say, the sure formula. This comes to us from the Tower of Babylon, this whole collapse, this development, that there was one nation and everyone dispersed because of the ego. They stopped understanding each other throughout the earth, and now we see that we're connected to one another, but our connections aren't good. We have to not go back to the same place and be like that. No, we need to make a connection between us. And thank God today we have, with the technology, we can have such connections that will feel that we're living without boundaries between us. That we're like one people, like in the days of Babylon. That everyone is reaching a feeling that we're all one family. And this is how you reach true happiness. And you won't have a problem with anything because you attained the most ideal situation at the human level, which is the highest level. And that can get rid of all the disturbances that you have at the other levels, health, the climates, everything. So if I understood properly, the ideal situation of relations between people is that the individuals in the system, they feel like one family, meaning that I love them like I love myself, I'm considerate of them like I'm considerate of myself. He's drumming in us, it's like I'm drumming. I enjoy it, so I can bring myself to a situation that I'm enjoying it, that he's doing it, doesn't matter what. Everyone's looking after the other. This is called arvut. I know that in my family, people are look after me. If I get tired, there's always support. In another place, I can reach a place where they'll look after me outside my family. But you also, you'll have to do look after others. Of course, it's mutual. That's why it's called arvut. Because that's not the situation today. Clearly, it's not the situation today. Only in this way we lose our boundaries and reach happiness. In the meantime, we're in a situation where we're always maintaining ourselves, how I'll balance my boundaries, heat, cold, noise. And we're so poor people, we're always checking not to go out of those boundaries, either I'll be burned or something. Many of us don't know how to do it. We're at two ends. We don't know how to protect ourselves. They go out to protest. They don't know what. People go crazy, all kinds of mental illness. They get stressed. Or the opposite is that a person closes himself off in very strong boundaries and has no connection with the environment. We don't know how to reach this balanced place by canceling the boundaries. That's where we're aspiring to, canceling the boundaries between all people and nature. And then you'll feel that you and nature are in harmony. Let me give you an example. You gave an example before about the smartphones, that a person wants to just lose himself in his smartphone. It's like a little kid. You know, he has a game. It's like a game you give him, and then he forgets the whole world. So let's say there's an app called WhatsApp, that there you can receive, like once there was just SMS, and now we all have this WhatsApp, and each time you think of something, you write something, and we all see of it. And she thinks about something, you define the society. It doesn't matter. Everyone writes and writes. So let's say we're a few people inside this group on WhatsApp, and there's always thoughts flowing there, and nothing disappears. It rings. How will you know if somebody wrote? There's always like, it's like your pulse beating, this WhatsApp messages. Now my question is, we're all one family. In an ideal family, everyone is those messages. I personally, I can't stand this thing. It's like the smartphone is managing my life. Think about this, think about that. It's like I can't find myself. So where here is the boundary of I love you and really you're like my family, but at the same place I'm like giving my space with myself. What is no boundaries? If someone calls me on my phone, I have to answer. He calls me. Everyone's managing me all the time. I don't know what that is, but I feel sorry for you. Now what I recommend is, because you said to cancel the boundaries, I don't want to cancel boundaries. I don't want anyone to come into me without giving me a message. But we're not on that WhatsApp, so hang on. What I recommend... I recommend educating a person, not him, and every time a certain environment, that they, between them, can cancel their environments. Not completely to cancel, but to expand, like you used to live in a moshav. It was nice. Open house. You never used to lock the doors. That's right. You'd go into your friend's house and he'd come to you, and that's how it was. I know it too. I grew up more or less in a village. It was a very nice area, green. And it was free. I was free. What do I want to say? That here we need education that teaches us how to be integral to such an extent that we feel ourselves in one system, and in accordance with that, does this system have a border? There's two cups that are connected. One is connected with the other. They can be connected bad in a certain way. It's the good life. If the bad way, if you say we're one family, there's your family, her family, and your family that are connected, and there's some good connection. Do I understand it right? This connection can be. It can be have a time limit. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It can be on a certain subject, not just limited in time, and according to the, let's say those three parameters. In accordance with us changing, we want to reach such a powerful connection that there's no boundaries in the future, not now. And this is according to how we feel ourselves, in accordance with how we change, to feel such an extent comfortable that I feel good. My heart is open. I feel really open. And I don't feel anything strange from you. It's like you're inside me. And you also feel like that. In your thoughts, in your desires, that we are completely, completely losing our borders that are apparently between us. That is called the ideal family. That you feel good or bad, I also feel good or bad, and you also feel the same way with me. And where are you? I'm not there. So you won't feel yourself. You don't have a boundary. Here you understand how we started the show, by the fact that if we cancel boundaries, then I cancel myself. Where are you? I'm not anywhere. It's like I am the whole world. It's like you grew, you expanded. Correct. I am the whole world. I include everything in me. And I'm in harmony with nature, with that same upper force, with that same program. And now I understand what I went through all these things for, to get to know precisely him, nature, it. That's what we've reached. Therefore, precisely from attaining the boundaries, we're coming to cancel the boundaries. I'll give you something else. It's not that I'm disappearing. I'm remaining with all my inner attributes. I'm above them and I connect with you. And therefore, it's not that I'm canceling myself and I'm canceled, but rather I precisely acquire the whole world, actually acquire the whole world. But for that, we need another show. Yes, our time is up. That's above reason, connecting with nature. Our time is up, unfortunately, but it's still like one last sentence. We spoke about boundaries, happiness. What do we need in our heads? A person has to bring himself to a place that we have to educate ourselves to be connected with others to such an extent that we cancel all the boundaries, that he'll feel himself in an ideal state. Only then will he feel happy in an eternal manner, and it's possible. Thank you, Rav Lightman. It was fascinating. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. We're connecting without boundaries. New life. All the best. So long.